Welcome to the bestiary. As we travel through our collection of the fiercest foes in the realm, remember, exhibit barriers are for your protection. Never feed the exhibits, and please, no flash photography.
Ah, my leg!
On your way out, don't forget to visit the gift shop and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's meet our guides for today's exhibit, Bill and Troy.
Welcome back to the Bestiary. We're here to talk about the next enemy in Mako Reactor number 5. And today, Bill, we're here to talk about the Chuse tank, is I believe the pronunciation. Chuse, C-H-U-S-E.
C-H-U-S-E, yes. Chuse and then, tank.
You know,
and this is the least tanking creature I've ever seen.
It is not tanky at all, but I have to sideline real quick and just say I'm so in favor of H over H. I've never liked the way H sounded. And then I found out that British and Australian accents have a little bit of different spin on it. Y'all put a little spin on that one with H, and it sounds so much better. I just gotta H. Just yeah, it's we say H, just like there's no sound at the beginning, just H. H. I don't know. I don't like it. H. Yeah. Because that's the sound it makes. It makes a huh sound. So you say H, because that's what sound it is. It's so much better.
Now, given the fact that I am from Essex and I have a terrible Essex tongue, I'm probably saying it wrong anyway. So,
well, I approve of your wrongness then. Just like I approve of the wrongness of the Chuse tank, which you hear tank, you think big treads, big cannon, big metal monster. Nope, it's a seahorse.
It's a seahorse. This is so strange. It's just
it's a seahorse.
You know, we've had quite a few mechanical creatures so far, and then like the non-mechanical creatures have had reasonable names, but Chuse tank.
It's a green seahorse.
It is. It's the bottom half of it isn't typical like a seahorse. It looks more like a praying mantis arm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably thinking that
it's
because
kind of
it's
got
green.
Some joints there and kind of a serrated blade at the very end of it.
Yes, so it's not, you know, not your typical cute seahorse, especially as he's got these deep red eyes, those blood red eyes. But yes, and as you, so it sort of curves its way, so it goes up, right, and then up into the main body, and it's all quite thin. But yeah, like I say, it's almost like an insect joint type thing going down to the bladed part at the bottom, which this thing likes to hit you in the face with. And then we move into its.
It's kind of a gaunt cheesecake. I almost said it's kind of a gaunt cheesecake. I meant seahorse. It's kind of a gaunt seahorse. I feel like I can see ribs going on there in its kind of chestal cavity area. And I think it's just hungry, you know? I think maybe that's that. Maybe this isn't a Shinra creation. Maybe this is just a hungry seahorse living down in the Mako energy.
It is cheesecake day on Thursdays in the Shinra Corporation. So maybe that's what he's waiting for. But he does look, I mean, if you look at the body part of it, where it's got it's got this big fin on the back, but the body part of it is almost supposed to look like, you know, like it's got ribs, and it does look very thin. So maybe it is just waiting for that cheesecake, but
he's got a yellow fin on his back, a yellow fin on the back of his head. No flippies, which you hate to see. You assume anything waterbound is going to have flippies on it, but none on this one.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything because we're looking at it side on as well, so I can't particularly see any fins. And then, just, you know, your typical sort of evil seahorse face coming out the front.
Yep, standard issue evil seahorse face with red eyes.
Yeah. The Chuse tank.
The Chuse tank, you know, if you heard him coming around a corner, you'd hear him say, "Oh, I'm a Chuse tank, I'm coming to get you." And you'd think, "Oh, no, it's a big tank." And you'd have to prepare yourself. And then you jump around the corner and go, "Oh, it's not a tank, it's a seahorse." And then, Bill, what would we do next?
Well, I would probably hit it until it dies. Yeah, you know, just beat it to death.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And we host the best animated shows ever, so far.
Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually.
Listen in by searching for the best animated shows ever, so far, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, or head to probablywork.com.
Join the conversation by finding us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram by searching BASESFcast. That's BASESFcast.
And don't change the channel.